sorry, baby. No. It's the worst burglar ever. Of course it's me. What exactly were you gonna do if it wasn't me? You're so grumpy, you couldn't hit the broad side of the bar. Are you sleeping? I didn't mean to wake you, handsome. It's just that goddamn table. Okay, yes, I may have had a bit to drink, but I promise that table came out of nowhere. Oh, it was marvelous. Expensive, watered-down drinks, uncomfortable heels, shitty club music. A typical girl's night. Every time I go out with the girls, I have to get all glitzed up. I feel like a trashy Barbie. Yes, I know you like my little dresses, but I much prefer taking them off. There. Much better. Alright, bed hug. Scoot over. You're so warm. And my feet are so cold. Okay, I won't put them on your legs, you big baby. You wouldn't believe what it was like out there tonight. I mean, my friends were all constantly on edge all night, trying to reel in a guy. And we weren't there to have fun with each other, apparently. We were there to catch them some men. I'm so grateful I don't have to do that anymore. That I get to come home every night to you in our bed. And I get to snuggle up close to you like this. And steal your heat when my feet are cold. And maybe steal a kiss. I'm serious. It sounds like such a cliche, but it was a jungle out there. There's this one guy who kept hovering around the edge of us, dancing, trying to pick each and every one of us off one by one. And, well, let's just say dancing was a generous term for what he was doing. Were we that bad when we met? Excuse you, I was not throwing myself at you. Let's just say I knew what I wanted. And I got what I wanted to. Oh yeah, you were putty in my hands from the start. Hey! Okay, maybe not putty. But you did play right into my hand. Oh yeah, I was giving you every opportunity to ask me out, and you took them. How's it feel to know you were played? It's so nice to be able to come home to you. I mean, to be able to go out with the girls and have fun like that. You can go out with the boys and do whatever, but know that they've got each other. And I have somebody to call mine and somebody who calls me theirs. It's nice. It's anchoring. Well, no, I don't mean just anybody. You Yeah, I do mean you in particular. I love the way you smell. No, you don't smell like the soap from the shower. I mean, I can smell that, but I can also smell you. I don't know how to describe it. It's just a smell that instantly makes me think of you. It makes me feel warm and safe and comfortable. You gonna make us breakfast tomorrow morning? Oh, please. Pretty please with sugar on top. Come on. I'm so tired. And I know I'll be tired tomorrow morning, too. Please. Thank you, baby. You're pretty handy to have around. Oh, hey. I like that you don't mind cuddling. You know, a lot of guys, they don't like to cuddle. But you let me practically lie on top of you when we sleep. Even when I can tell it makes you uncomfortably hot. And I do know that you wait until you think I'm asleep and then you roll me off of you. Yeah, no, I've been awake while you did it. But it's okay. All that's important is you let me fall asleep. Cozied up to you like this. While I trace little shapes on your chest with my fingers. And you stroke my hair. Gently. It's almost like hypnosis how relaxing this is. And it helps me drift right home. Do you want to use the sound machine tonight, baby? Okay. What do we think? Thunderstorm or beach? Beach? That's what I was thinking too. Okay. Here we go. Good night, baby.